Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trust in the Lord, even when life doesn't seem to make sense. You need to understand that, in the mysterious unfolding of God's divine plan, each perplexing moment and unexpected challenge is intricately woven into the grand plan, revealing a purposeful path towards our ultimate fulfillment. Have you ever faced a situation so perplexing that it left you questioning everything you believed in? Have you ever wondered why, despite your faith, you are thrust into circumstances that seem utterly senseless? These moments, while daunting, serve as pivotal points where our faith is tested and our trust in God is deepened, forging a stronger, more resilient spirit within us. Today, I will delve into the essence of trusting God, especially when life presents us with scenarios that defy our understanding. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Proverbs 3 verse 5, we are encouraged, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." This scripture is not just a call to faith. It is an invitation to experience the peace and clarity that comes from surrendering our doubts and fears to a higher wisdom. It prompts us to relinquish the need to understand every aspect of our journey, trusting instead that each step, whether clear or confusing, is guided by divine love. Embracing this trust means accepting that God's ways are higher, His plans more intricate, and His purposes more profound than anything we could imagine or understand. Let us now seek to deepen or refresh our understanding of God's divine wisdom. Imagine navigating a maze without a view from above. You take turns, face dead ends, and often backtrack, yet someone watching from above sees the path clearly. This scenario reflects our journey through life's confusing mazes, where trusting God is similar to following guidance from someone who sees the entire maze. Life often presents us with challenges that seem nonsensical. Sometimes things just seem to make no sense. Our paths are filled with uncertainties, and we wonder why we encounter such trials. Like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, we sometimes feel lost, questioning the purpose behind our struggles. However, it's in these moments that trusting in God's plan becomes crucial. The wilderness journey, although daunting, was a critical phase for Israel's spiritual and physical formation, teaching them reliance on God's provision and timing. Trusting God means acknowledging that His wisdom surpasses our understanding. Job's story is a classic example. Faced with immense suffering, he couldn't fathom the reason behind his challenges, but he remained steadfast in his faith. In Job 13, verse 15, when Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him," it illustrates his profound faith. This level of trust requires a deep-rooted belief in God's nature as inherently good and just, even when our current perspective is marred by pain and confusion. The challenges of life can overwhelm us, making it tempting to rely on our logic. However, Proverbs 14, verse 12 reminds us, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." This verse warns us of the limitations and often deceptive nature of human understanding. It's a sobering reminder that our reasoning, if not aligned with divine insight, can lead us astray. My friends, trusting God doesn't mean having all the answers. It means believing in His sovereignty and goodness, even when the reasons behind our circumstances are hidden, like a child holding a parent's hand without knowing the destination. Our faith should be unwavering. So we need to quit having to reason out or figure out everything and learn to trust God more. This trust builds a profound bond with God, fostering a reliance not based on our understanding of situations, but on His unchanging character. The essence of faith is trusting without seeing. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 tells us, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And this captures the journey of a believer, walking in trust, guided by faith in the unseen. Understand that this principle is fundamental in cultivating a life of faith, where decisions and actions are based on spiritual convictions rather than physical or logical evidences. Sometimes the purpose of our trials is revealed much later. Joseph's life exemplifies this. Betrayed by his brothers and unjustly imprisoned, he eventually understood that these adversities were...
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Stepping stones to fulfill God's plan, as revealed in Genesis 50, verse 20, where the scripture says, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Personally, I find the story of Joseph profoundly inspiring, as it vividly illustrates the transformative power of unwavering trust in God's providence, even in the face of life's deepest betrayals and trials. This perspective helps us to see our hardships as part of a larger divine narrative, often beyond our immediate understanding. The act of trusting God is a declaration of our dependency on Him. It's an acknowledgement that we are not omnipotent. We are not all-powerful. We are not all-knowing, and we need divine intervention. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 tells us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Here, the scripture speaks to our need for God's strength in our insufficiency. This divine strength becomes most potent when we acknowledge our vulnerability and total dependence on God. Surrendering to God's will involves letting go of our need to control the narrative of our lives. This surrender, though difficult, leads to peace and understanding. As Philippians 4, verse 7 assures us, saying, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Therefore, we need to understand that there is a serenity that comes with trusting God. This peace is not merely emotional calm, but a deep-seated assurance that surpasses our worldly circumstances. My friends, trusting God is a continuous journey. It's not a one-time decision, but it is a daily choice to believe in His promises and guidance. As we navigate life's unpredictable paths, our trust in Him should be the constant that guides us. This trust is not static, but grows with every experience, shaping our relationship with God and molding our character in the likeness of Christ. Now, let's delve into understanding how embracing uncertainty strengthens our faith and deepens our trust in God. In the tapestry of life, moments of uncertainty often loom large, casting shadows of doubt and fear. Yet, it is in these times that faith becomes our guiding light, illuminating the path of trust in God's infallible wisdom. My friends, facing the unknown is an integral part of our human experience. Much like Abraham's call to leave his homeland, we too are often called to step out in faith, not seeing the entire journey, but trusting in the one who leads us. In Hebrews 11, verse 8, the scripture says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going." Abraham's journey into unfamiliar territory sets a powerful example of trust in God's promises, embodying the essence of faith that surpasses human understanding. The process of trusting God often involves letting go of our preconceived notions and plans. Hannah's story of barrenness and her fervent prayers for a child reveal the depth of trust in God's timing. Her eventual joy in the birth of Samuel is a testament to the power of persistent faith and surrender to God's will, teaching us the value of patience and trust in the face of delayed answers. In our quest for control, we frequently encounter situations that defy logical explanation. mirroring the disciples' fear during the storm on the sea. Their panic, despite Jesus' presence, reflects our own tendencies to doubt in times of turmoil. Mark 4, verse 3 says, "Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." This incident demonstrates the sovereign power of Jesus and the peace that comes from trusting in his control over every aspect of our lives. My friends, trust in God is often refined in the furnace of affliction, where our faith is tested and purified. The ordeal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace exemplifies unwavering faith. Their declaration of trust in God, regardless of their outcome, underscores a commitment to faith that does not falter in the face of mortal danger, highlighting the profound belief in God's deliverance. Our understanding of God's purposes is limited by our earthly perspective, yet through trust, we gain insight into his divine plan. The unexpected victory of Gideon's army, armed with just torches and trumpets, as described in Judges 7, showcases how God's strategies defy human logic. This story encourages us to trust in God's unconventional methods, revealing his glory through our weaknesses and dependence on him. Trusting God in the face of adversity requires a surrender of our fears and anxieties. David's numerous psalms of lament and trust provide a blueprint for dealing with our struggles. His candid expressions of fear, coupled with steadfast trust in God's salvation, offer us a way to navigate our own trials, combining honesty with unwavering faith. The journey of trust also involves recognizing God's omnipresence and guidance in every situation. The prophet Elijah's encounter with God in the gentle whisper, after the dramatic display of fire and earthquake, teaches us that God's presence is not confined to spectacular or grand manifestations, but is often found in the stillness, prompting us to listen and find solace in his subtle guidance. Our spiritual growth is significantly shaped by our trust in God, especially in times of uncertainty. The transformation of the Apostle Peter, from one who denied Christ to a pillar of the church, illustrates the maturing of faith through experiences of failure and restoration, highlighting the role of divine grace in shaping our spiritual journey. My friends, trusting God is also an act of worship, acknowledging his supremacy and our reliance on his divine wisdom. In every situation, whether joyful or challenging, our trust is a testament to our faith in his unchanging character, leading us to a deeper understanding and closer relationship with God, enriching our spiritual life and empowering us to face life's uncertainties with unwavering faith. As we embrace the layers of trust in God, our journey unfolds in richer dimensions, bringing us closer to understanding his mysterious ways and perfect plan for our lives. Let's continue to reflect on this journey and how it molds us into beings of profound faith and trust. And now, let's turn our attention to the practical aspects of living in trust, how it shapes our daily life and facilitates a deeper connection with God. Embarking on a life of trust requires more than understanding. It involves daily practice and continual encounters with God. Every day presents opportunities to practice trust in God. It's in the ordinary moments and the monumental challenges that we learn to rely on his guidance. Consider the words of Jesus in Matthew 6, verse 34, where he said, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This instruction invites us to live in the present, entrusting each day's concerns to God, fostering a lifestyle of reliance and trust. trust in God also transforms our response to life's stresses and strains. Instead of succumbing to anxiety and fear, trusting in God allows us to approach difficulties with calm and confidence. Therefore, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, as we're reminded in Philippians 4, verse 6. Through prayer, we communicate our worries to God, opening the door to His peace and provision. Living in trust means seeing God's hand in every aspect of our lives, recognizing His providence in both the joys and the trials. It is about perceiving every good gift as from above. As James reminds us in James 1 verse 17, saying, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights." Acknowledging God's goodness in every blessing fosters a heart of gratitude and deepens our trust in His continual care. Trusting God also involves embracing His timing, even when it contradicts our desires or expectations. The story of Sarah and Abraham's long wait for a child illustrates the virtue of patience and trust in God's perfect timing. Their journey, marked by moments of doubt and frustration, ultimately led to the fulfillment of God's promise, teaching us the value of waiting on God's plans. Our trust in God is tested and strengthened in times of trial and suffering. Much like Paul and Silas, who sang praises while imprisoned, our trust is manifested in our ability to maintain joy and faith during hardships. Their story, culminating in miraculous deliverance, shows that trust in God can lead to unforeseen blessings and victories, even in dire circumstances. Living a life of trust means continually seeking God's direction and wisdom. It involves regular prayer, meditation on Scripture, and being attuned to the leading of the Holy Spirit. As Psalm 119, verse 105 reminds us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." By immersing ourselves in God's Word, we allow His truth to guide our decisions and actions, aligning them with His will and purpose. Trusting God with our future entails letting go of our need for certainty and control. It's about committing our dreams, plans, and even our fears into His hands, believing that He holds our destiny. The story of Joseph, who experienced numerous setbacks before reaching his God-ordained role, exemplifies how trusting in God's comprehensive plan can lead to profound fulfillment and purpose. My friends, living in trust is an ongoing journey marked by daily decisions to rely on God. It shapes how we face each day, respond to challenges, interact with others, and perceive the world. As we cultivate a life of trust, we find that our faith becomes more vibrant, our relationship with God deepens, and our lives reflect the peace and purpose that come from walking hand in hand with our Creator. Embracing trust as a way of life not only transforms our spiritual journey, but also brings into focus the divine reality that orchestrates our existence. Let's continue to walk in trust, knowing that with each step, we are held and guided by the loving hands of God. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, everlasting God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the maker of heaven and earth, and the source of all wisdom and strength. I lift your name high above all else, for you are worthy of all praise and honor. Your greatness is unsearchable. Your power is unparalleled, and your love knows no bounds. Thank you, Lord, for your unwavering faithfulness and endless mercies. I am grateful for the countless blessings you have poured into my life, for the grace that sustains me, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Merciful Lord, forgive me for my sins and shortcomings. As I receive your forgiveness, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness and embracing your love. Lord, in a world filled with uncertainties and challenges, I seek your guidance and wisdom. Help me to trust in you completely, even when life doesn't seem to make sense. I declare in the name of Jesus that my faith will stand firm against all doubts and fears. I rebuke and bind any spirit of confusion, anxiety, or despair that tries to take hold of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind these forces of darkness, and I declare liberty and clarity in my walk with you. I pray for healing, Lord, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually, for myself and my loved ones. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Let your healing virtue flow through every aspect of our lives, curing every sickness and disease, mending broken hearts, and restoring peace to troubled minds. Lord, guard us against the attacks of the enemy. Shield us from harm, and protect us under the shadow of your wings. Cover us in our comings and goings, and let your favor and goodness be with us in all we do. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, claiming victory over the challenges of life. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, empowering us to face every challenge with courage and resilience. Let us walk in the assurance of your love and the certainty of your promises. We declare that everything is working for us and not against us. We put our trust in you, Lord, and no other. Bless us with your favor and abundance, that we may thrive in all areas of life. Shield us from the enemy's snares, and let no evil befall us. Lord, lead us away from temptation, and deliver us from all wickedness and powers of darkness. As we navigate the challenges of our journey, provide the wisdom and strength we need to overcome every obstacle. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth, in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, For those who are listening, and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.